Now, you've done something that is so much more difficult than I've ever done. And that was doing the street perform.
Right, right.
I can't even imagine. Yeah, that was nutty. I mean, that scares the hell out of
it
me.
It scares the hell out of me, too.
No, but you did it, and you got hurt?
Yeah, okay, so it was really goofy. I was 16 years old, and I was out in the streets of Denver. My parents were so proud. Right, that's what they thought, too. And so all these great, incredible things happened. So first, we got some money, and for a 16-year-old to make anything more than $3.50 an hour was pretty cool. So I thought, all right, I got, you know, $27. Woo! I'm not as good as a robot guy, but I'm on my way. But, you know, and sometimes
You didn't check the one ads, that's why.
I remember there was a time where a guy poured beer in my hat, the pass it the hat kind of thing, and that's weird because you're 16. There was this time where I was a Houdini kind of magician where I was tied up and tried to escape, and I couldn't. And like 45 minutes later, this guy cut me out with my own scissors, and that was bad.
You and your wife actually do a thing like that too, don't you?
Yeah.
You do a, but we're not talking about that in the stories here today, but...
You're just jealous.
I am. No, your wife's a
but
wonderful
woman. But the craziest thing is there was this one pitch. They called it the place where you work is a pitch. And I got there really early for this great... I had the best pitch. And here comes the crowd, and I'm working them, and I'm getting the crowd. Because you don't want to shoot through your material before you got a big crowd. Because remember, the whole thing is to do a show that's good enough and long enough that you get money. So finally, I got a great audience, and I'm thinking, it's never been this good. I'm so ready. And I've got all my stupid little magic tricks, and I'm 16. I'm an idiot. I'm just really bad at this. So one of the first tricks
You're still an idiot.
And I'm 17.
Yeah.
But
have you ever shaved? I'm sorry. I digress. Keep going.
Thanks, because my flow is really working. No, that's good. But so one of the first tricks is the cut and restored rope. This is we've all seen it. A magician takes a rope, cuts it in two, puts it back together. So I've got the little white rope and my scissors, and I'm looking out at the crowd, doing my stupid little jokes, and I cut the rope. Oh my God, I cut my finger. And I cut a little sliver off the top of my thumb. I knew it, of course, but I'm just hopped up on adrenaline because I was new at it and I wasn't comfortable. And I looked down at the scissors and sure enough, you can see a flap of skin on the scissors. But it really was it was micro thin. So not serious. I knew it wasn't serious. So I covered the sore with my other finger and I'm going on and just the show must go on and I'm Mr. Ultra Cool. And I had memorized these jokes that I had called filler jokes that I thought you would use in case something went wrong. And this was the time. So I'm... and I'm trying to get a bandana and pour water on it. And I'm too stupid to say... Oh, golly, I've cut myself. I'm trying to hide it from this audience that's 12 feet away because I'm an idiot. And so I'm saying my jokes like, hey, did you hear about those two peanuts that got assaulted? Yeah, and it was just, and that was like the best one I had. And I shoot through my six jokes or whatever, and I'm out of material, and I'm still bleeding. So I finish the rope trick, and there's blood on the white rope, and I'm too stupid to do anything about it. And then I did a card trick that I couldn't finish because there's blood on the cards. And this mom comes up and, here, honey, here's a Band-Aid. And so we put the Band-Aid on, and I go through another joke. What's the difference between broccoli and snot? Kids don't eat broccoli. Oh, and I'm putting the Band-Aid on. Have you been there where your mind is just going so fast?
Racing,
right.
Racing.
And, you know, I'm panicked, but I'm just too stupid to say, I cut myself, I'm going to, whatever. So then I do the linking ring trick, the big hoops link, and at some point they're bloody, and the typical magician thing is to link them and then hand them to somebody in the audience to prove they're real. And I did that, and this guy's got bloody rings. It was so horrible. And at the end, I finally called it and left, and there's really no end of the story, except for that it took me about a year to get over that before I was back on the street, because I was just mortified in every single way. You know, these adults would come up and hand me their pocket change. So I cleared like, you know, $1.32 that day. And it was just a bad day. But looking back on it, it's funny now, but at the time, I was dying. And
have you ever bled during a show since then?
No, I'm so proud of that. Yeah. Not one drop of blood since then.
Well, thanks for sharing that after lunch.
Well.